Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm in the 43rd verse of Acts 13 today. When the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. So we see that as the crowd followed, Paul and Barnabas continued to speak. But as we commented yesterday, they don't address the real issue, which is the whole crowd wants to hear it, until next Saturday. They don't start a meeting that week in their home. They don't, it's obvious to me, as long as there were people following them and asking questions, they would answer them. But that initiative to go build a church isn't there. And I find that fascinating, that the disciples were growing in this journey of the Spirit, growing in how they approached the gospel message. But notice the last phrase of 43 is so important. They persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Paul would write to Titus in the second chapter of that little letter that bears Titus's name, "The grace of God hath appeared to us, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts." The answer to living the godly life is the grace of God. And Paul would encourage this early crowd in Antioch to follow the grace of God, to walk according to the grace of God. He doesn't go back, even though most of them are Jews, he doesn't go back and establish the law. He doesn't go drop some commandment on them. And this will become the Pauline style. Look at 1 Corinthians 6, when Paul will deal with Christians suing Christians in open court, and he'll deal with fornicators. Not people who are about to commit fornication, but people who are actively committing fornication, and they're part of the Corinthian church. And his address to them is not, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." His address to them is not even, "Don't do this or you're going to burn in hell." His address to them is, "Such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified. All things are lawful, it's just not all expedient. Don't you know that if you join yourself to this person in sex, you join yourself to them in spirit?" So this is how Paul dealt with sin, and this is in the fully mature gospel of 1 Corinthians. Paul's, I hate to say got it down, but he's certainly got it down more than anyone else. And his method of dealing with sin in the church is to point people back to grace and point people back to identity. There really can be no substitute for the power of identity, for people knowing who they are in Christ and what they are in Christ. There really is no substitute. All right, moving on. Verse 44. We're in Acts 13. "On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God." That's a great testimony right there, that the word had spread over the last 7 days, that this powerful man of God was speaking amazing things, and almost the whole city shows up, and he comes together to preach the same message he preached last week. "But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy. And contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, 'It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.'" I don't even have time to get into the power of the 46th verse today, but just dwell on this. The audience was Jewish, and the word of God was spoken to them first, but they reject it, and here's how. They judge themselves unworthy of everlasting life. We're going to dig into that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.